Your turn. It is Boots and Salutes. 306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. Let's begin with you. Good morning. You're on.
Good morning. Just a big salute to that gentleman yesterday that phoned regarding younger people not knowing basic math skills. And I just want to boot that guy that phoned after just whining about it.
All right. Thanks for your comment this morning. Hi there. Boots and Salutes. You're on.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to Mark Carney. I don't think it's very fair of him to have China has tariffs on our steel, canola, potash, and he turns around and gives China a $1 billion contract for four ferries. Trump's got tariffs on us. He's not giving Trump anything. Oh, right. He gets Saskatchewan and Alberta. Have a lovely day.
306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. It's Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I was on Facebook a couple days ago, and they have a thing for the food bank for shortage and a drive for more people to give. And I was thinking about it, and it seems like there may be a food shortage, a home shortage, money shortage. But I think if people took the responsibility, or if they could set up some sort of classes for them to learn how to cook, learn how to clean the house, learn how to manage money, probably a lot of these issues would go away, and people would become a bit more responsible, I would hope. So the only thing is, person has to take responsibility for their lives. Mm-hmm. So that's my...
All right. Well, thanks for your thoughts this morning. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'd like to boot the Métis Nation of Saskatchewan. They've been splashed all over the social media, as well as APTN and some of the general news coverage that's going on. There seems to be no oversight from the federal government or provincial government. There's been protests going on at Batoche. There needs to be a forensic audit. Like, we're giving these guys billions of dollars, and nobody has been looking into what's been going on with that organization. It's just a sad, sad state of affairs for all the Métis of Saskatchewan that don't have a say in what's going on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have your say at CJWWRadio.com. Do you think parents pay more out of their own pockets today compared to when they went to school for school projects and supplies? So right now, 80% are saying yes, they do pay more in a pocket than they used to. You can have your say at CJWWRadio.com, and you can have your say right now. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Jason. I have to boot that previous woman caller. She was saying maybe if you teach these people how to handle their money, they can afford a house and food, and they don't waste food. My good God, is she that dense? It's because of the prices of everything. People are going to food banks and are living in tents because they can't afford rent or mortgage. Think about it, lady.
Everything is high, that's for sure. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on. Hi there, go ahead.
The gentleman complains about Mark Carney all the time. He needs to get a life. He should worry about Pierre Poilievre's seat that he might lose.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to salute both Donald J. Trump and the weak Mark Carney. With all their trade and tariff talk, guess what? We finally have the provinces talking to each other about free trade, et cetera, between them. What a novel idea. This should have happened probably 56 years ago. Thank you, Donald Trump and Mark Carney.
And thank you. Hi there, Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today?
I would like to salute Captain Rough Riders on a good win. And I would also like to salute everybody who's involved with the Parkside Demolition Derby that's coming up this weekend. No. And ball players and guys that are putting the cars in, getting them ready, and the workers.
Love
it, guys.
Love a good demolition derby. You betcha. And it's nice to see the riders winning in July. We've had some good teams, but in July we've had our troubles. But you know, beating a team like BC, what are we, 5-1 now? Good start to the season. Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right.
Yep.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Nobody there. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Is Boots and Salutes?
Yeah, it is. What's up?
I want to boot our Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney, for the condition of our roads.
Okay. Boots and Salutes. Hi there.
Good morning. Yeah, I want to boot that guy that calls in every single day. He has no clue what he's talking about. And I also want to boot these Freedom Convoy organizers that are whining about the sentence they got or are about to get. If they're saying to say it's a peaceful protest, I don't think it was peaceful at all. They were counseling to break the law. They were counseling to disregard police orders. They were counseling also to disregard court orders. There's a little bit of a difference here than an ordinary peaceful protest. I mean, good grief.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Well, go to you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Other information from CBC.
Very tough to hear. Okay. I didn't catch a word. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there.
Yeah, I'd like to give a big boo to that Donald Trump guy. What an idiot he is.
Good morning. You're on Boots and Salutes.
Big boot to quick Dick McDick, overrated whiny farmer.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Boots and Salutes?
Yep, go ahead.
I'd like to boot the guy who just phoned in about the convoy. At least the convoy just had bouncy castles and air horns. They weren't smashing windows and they weren't crying down with Canadians and down with Canada. Maybe he should do some research. Have a lovely day.
You as well. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there.
Good morning. I'm just in response to the people calling and complaining about teachers, where does the role of the parents come in? Why can't they teach their own kids respect and how to get along with other people and how to work and to learn about life and how to take care of themselves? Why can't parents feed their own kids too? Why is it the responsibility of the public to do that? There's enough of this stuff going on.
All right.
Mothers stay in bed because they know that they will have lunch provided or breakfast provided for their kids at school. Where does the parents' role come in? Take responsibility for your own kids, for God's sakes. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Hi there, Boots and Salutes. You're on.
Go Donald Trump. Go Donald Trump.
All right. Let's go to you. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. The reason the rents are so high is because we have renters that go in and don't know how to take care of a home and destroy it and then move on to another one, which will cause people to have to charge more for rent, and that is the reason. Food wastage, because you don't know how to cook and you don't have pots and pans to cook in because you keep moving around all the time. So it's the people's problem, not the government, and the shortage of everything, from what the other lady said, to think about it is, yeah, it's a two-way street there.
Okay, thank you. We're going to try to squeeze in two, maybe one. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. To that little MVP that was whining about the Freedom Convoy, what about what's going on right now in every street? Being blocked, windows broken, death to Canadians, and they get nothing? Maybe watch something other than CBC. Thank you.
And one last call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to boot that lady that thinks there's a shortage of money, housing, and food. There's no such a thing. It's just a bunch of lazy people out there that want to live off the backs of everybody else and not go to work and fend for themselves. That's what it boils down to. So get off your asses and go to work.
And that'll do it, Boots and Salutes. We're going to pick up